By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 32 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another dramatic night on Capitol Hill as the House fails to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary. ABC's Rachel Scott was there.
Overnight, an embarrassing defeat for Republicans. The House failing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the border.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
A handful of GOP lawmakers refusing to fall in line, saying the party provided no evidence of an impeachable offense.
The House is expected to bring it up again, but it's not clear when. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Israeli leaders, briefing them on Hamas's response to a proposed ceasefire in Gaza and the release of more Israeli hostages. Former President Trump's legal team has until Monday to file an appeal with the Supreme Court following that appeals court panel rejection of Trump's claims that he is immune from prosecution for actions taken in the White House. This is ABC News. Lawyers for Taylor Swift demanding that a Florida college student take down his account tracking her private plane. They say Jack Sweeney's posts amount to stalking. He has run into similar trouble before after tracking jets belonging to Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates. Two kids expelled from a private school, Liberty Christian Prep, near Orlando, Florida, but not for anything they did.
At issue, a sticker on Michelle Klein's car promoting her OnlyFans page.
It supports my family. This provides a very comfortable way of life for us.
The school asked Klein not to bring the car on campus unless the decal was removed.
It's legal. You know, I pay taxes just like everyone else.
The school sent a letter saying your family's enrollment with LCPS is terminated effective immediately, but still offering the possibility to re-enroll her kids if she removes the sticker.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Removing the sticker might be a long shot. When the school first asked Klein about taking it off her car, she replaced it with a bigger one. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul at the Prescription Center, providing an update on our move to Sextonville Road. Chris and I wish to thank all who have offered to help with the move. Vitesnics and contractors have worked many long, hard hours to turn an empty space into an exceptional location for a pharmacy within 45 days. We thank them for their effort. We will be moving Friday, February 9th through 11th. The pharmacy will be closed on Friday the 9th. Phones will be switched to the new location during the day on Friday, and messages may be lost. Please do not call on the 9th. As we move the computers, we will not have access to your records until Monday the 12th. No one may pick up prescriptions from the 9th to the 11th. We are humbled by the support and planning for minimal downtime. We will keep the same phone number, exceptional service, just a new spot.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
5 minutes after 7:32 at WRCO Studios. We'll check forecast details for the day in just a moment.
Find the perfect Valentine's gifts and decor at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Hi, this is Julie. Our Valentine's Day decorations feature bold reds and heartfelt designs that capture the style of the season. Say I love you with a stunning rose bouquet or a beautiful floral arrangement. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. There's more to love at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyros Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day. Today's forecast calls for a high of 50, cloudy and mild conditions. Some scattered fog is possible yet this morning. Southeast winds 8 to 14 miles per hour later. A low of 38 tonight, so warm overnight. And then 53 tomorrow with record warmth possible. Friday 43 and Saturday and Sunday somewhat cooler. 36 for Saturday and 34 Sunday. In Richland Center, after an earlier reading today of 35, that followed yesterday's high of 52 degrees. Right now, it is 32 in Richland Center on the Words Floor and Home temperature gauge. Good Wednesday morning, friends. Here's Kane Brown.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. You got everybody looking, looking at you, looking at me. Them words you're whispering in my ear, girl, they're as smooth as Tennessee. We got all night to go, this flame ain't burning low. There's something here I know, cause I can feel it in the air. Feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, baby, this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear. Tells me when you start to dance, baby, this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. feeling.
Just a bit of fog today. A dense fog advisory remains in effect for Iowa County until 10 this morning. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock on this middle-of-the-week Wednesday get-together. I think Hank is here. I think I saw him come in here a little bit ago, stumbling and tripping, but there he is. Yeah, there he is. Okay, he is in, and we'll see what's going on with him. Birthdays and anniversaries later this hour as well. The tributes to continue to pour in for Toby Keith, who lost his battle with cancer earlier this week. One of his big hits, 20 number ones along the way during a great career. This is My List.
Under an old brass paperweight is my list of things to do today. Go to the bank and the hardware store. Put a new lock on the cellar door. Cross them off as I get them done. But when the sun is set, there's still more than a few things left I haven't got to yet. Go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air. Put on my glove and play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Wouldn't change the course of fate. If cutting the grass just had to wait. Cause I've got more important things. Pushing on a backyard swing. I won't break my back for $1 million. I can't take to my grave. So I put off for tomorrow what I could get done today. Like go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air. Put on my glove and play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wade the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the thing on my list. Church, call up my folks just to chat. It's time and I make time for that. Stay up late and oversleep. Show her what she means to me. Catch up on all the things I've always missed. Just start living, that's the next thing on my list. Under an old brass paperweight, my list of things to do today.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big top man, make a fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But then laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony cake. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man, and I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pan plan.
Well, now we got mad in a fever, harder than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, and that's the fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back.
Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, and they've been going to Jackson. Right there, a little tune, originally recorded by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. Lee Hazelwood actually wrote that song, and their version is pretty good, too. 7:17 the time on a middle-of-the-week Wednesday get-together. Hank time coming up in just a little bit here today. The Chiefs are underdogs heading into the Super Bowl against San Francisco, a situation they have rarely experienced in the 6 years that Patrick Mahomes has been their starting quarterback. But that will be the case when the Super Bowl gets underway. Kickoff time, 5:30 on Sunday. And I think the pregame show starts next hour, doesn't it? Something like that. All day, and then 5:30 for the kickoff on Super Bowl Sunday coming up.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Wiscote is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscote mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscote is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscote cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center. If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center this morning at 11:30. Today's auction includes 15 head of heifers from a high-producing herd out of Greene County. Four heifers are due by mid-April, five open weighing 400 to 500 pounds, and six heifer calves. Plus, the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today, starting at 11:30.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week. But adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart healthy living.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
What's going on, Hank?
Nothing much. You got home early last night, you lucky dog.
I'll tell you what. Game started at 6:30, and I was getting in my car at 8 o'clock in Waseca.
Well, you liked that, didn't you?
I did like that. Yes.
You didn't stop by the house, did you?
I didn't know your lock combination.
Oh, you know, it's your birthday.
It's my birthday? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or your birth year, 1947.
Right. Yeah, I should have tried that.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
I had a game last night in River Ridge, went to overtime, so first one of the year.
I was home before you last night then, for
you
once.
You were, actually. You were. Randy Manning and myself and Mark Kellywood did that ball game, and Randy made every call right.
Really?
Everyone.
Oh, that's
right.
Good.
Pick, I don't think
the
he's
other
ever,
two you up.
I don't think he missed a call last night.
Really?
Or ever.
Ah.
But anyway.
Hmm.
Hey, big news coming from the baseball team from River Valley. They're having an Easter egg hunt on March 30th.
Is that right?
Yep. That'll be in the in our one of our commercials coming up very shortly. Make plans for that. So I'll go support the River Valley baseball team. So.
Nice to think about some spring things.
It is nice to think about
baseball.
Some spring.
Yep,
baseball's coming around. Just around the corner if you think about it.
Yep. I saw Mr. Dooms last night at Waseca Steuben.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And but he's a baseball coach.
And
I told him, I said, Ben, you know, I've been here. I broadcast some games in the Ridge and Valley where it wasn't as nice as it was today. You know?
He probably agreed with you.
52 degrees. I mean, I'll tell you what, there have been a lot of days when it's been about 38.
Did you see Crystal Krejci over there last night?
I don't think so. No.
She's really short. You probably
maybe stepped on her. Maybe I missed her.
Yeah, she has to duck her head when she opens the door when we get hit by the, you know, the old door. Knob.
Oh, sure.
But yeah, good people over there in Waseca.
You bet.
So,
yep.
So Richland Center got the win last night.
Yeah,
so.
Boys basketball.
And then Waseca beat Ithaca last night in girls basketball.
Really good
ball game. Yeah.
Yep. Wazika's unbeaten in the league.
Yeah, they're pretty tough.
Yeah,
so.
Good act.
And they're young.
Mm-hmm.
So, good for them. And it sounded like a great ball game, though.
Yeah. It's interesting how it goes in cycles. So you'll see a team that's got a really good group of sophomores, mm-hmm. and then another team that has a really good group of sophomores. Oh. And it seems, you know, it's like some years, like a lot of the real talent is in one year, and
right.
then maybe juniors and seniors not so much right. one year, and then it kind of changes.
It changes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're always looking at younger, you know, there's a couple schools right now that has some really good seventh grade programs that those coaches are just chomping to get the.
Well,
so
got to keep them out.
Got to keep them out. Yeah, you got to keep these kids out, and you know, and my way of coaching doesn't work anymore.
Nope. The Lombardi way doesn't
work anymore.
No.
So, but if you're going to play a sport, play a sport. If you first don't succeed, Phil, try and try again.
Well,
unless it's skydiving.
We grew up in a different time, and I just wanted to be a member of a team. But the other motivating thing I had, growing up at the farm, it got me out of chores.
Got you out of chores.
So what was more fun? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I think I'll stay and throw a ball around a little bit. Instead of go home.
Yep.
So, yep, it's a different time. Taylor Swift showing up to the Kansas City Chiefs games is worth huge money from a marketing standpoint for the NFL. Did you see this?
No, I have not.
Her brand showing up there for the Chiefs and the NFL, they estimate $331.5 million.
Wow.
They almost need to pay her.
She should have an NIL contract, names, image, and likeness. Yeah.
Roger Goodell says the romance between Swift and Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce is something they couldn't have scripted.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Done pretty well.
Yeah, and they couldn't script my love life either.
No. Well, yeah, you showing up, that probably would...
Hey, ladies, calm down. They're just beating the windows down.
You got to go see somebody about that. I have. Have you?
Yeah, the foot doctor said I'm good to
really?
Go.
Really?
Anyway.
Have your head x-rayed. The x-ray showed nothing.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Wow.
So what are you doing tonight?
Well, tonight is a home night.
Oh.
And probably get rested up. We've got another weekend of wrestling coming up Saturday.
You got the honeydew chores?
A few. I got my closet cleaned out. She wanted me to do that over this last weekend, and so...
How did that go?
Well, I borrowed a skid steer and got things cleaned out pretty well.
You need my trailer, or is it my trailer too small?
No, I might need that later, though.
Oh, okay.
I've been told that I need to clean up the man cave a little bit.
Oh, boy.
So that we can get a crib in there for the...
For you, or...
No, for the additional grandbaby that's due coming up in April.
Yeah.
And... you know, I was told, well, if both girls come home, we're going to need two cribs. We're going to need two rooms. You got to get a crib in there. So that means moving out some record crates, Hank.
Oh,
and I don't know
boy.
What
are you going to do?
I don't know. I really don't. And I checked into renting storage space, and that didn't go over real well either.
No.
She said,
no.
If you're not playing them now, why are you paying to store? Well, what if I need them?
Yeah, exactly.
What if I need them?
Just hate getting rid of stuff like that.
Well, it's hard.
I know it is.
It really is.
It is hard. I have a problem with whistles.
You have whistles?
Mm-hmm.
They take up less space, though.
Yeah, unless you have like three little big old like money bags of whistles. That's me.
What are they, like referee whistles? Wow. You're never going to run out of them then, are you?
I'm always buying new ones.
Oh.
Like an idiot. So if I see one or something new, I'll try it. I guarantee you, I'll try it.
They don't go bad, do they?
No. Unless you blow it a lot.
Oh, okay.
And I've blown a lot of calls.
I bet you. By not blowing the whistle.
Yeah, by not blowing the whistle. Huh. But anyway, you know, it's just one of those things that you just hate. Everybody collects something. You collect records.
Yeah, that's right.
Among other things.
Well, just retro stuff.
Yeah.
A few things here and there.
So someone stole your record player out of your office. I'm just like,
did they really?
Yeah.
Was that you?
Someone stole your record player out of your office. But anyway, no. I collect whistles for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. Don't know why.
I had no idea.
Yep.
So just referee whistles, not just, like train whistles?
No, just referee whistles.
Okay.
And I was counting them the other day, and it's like, oh.
Do you have a dog whistle for Clementine?
No.
No?
She doesn't listen.
Oh.
It doesn't matter what you blow. I mean, but here's the thing about Clementine. If you start cooking, I usually cook eggs. I love eggs, especially on this diet that I'm on. I eat eggs, and they usually get an egg.
Oh, the dogs get an egg. Okay. Good for their protein, I guess.
Well, it's good for their hair.
Their hair.
Yep.
What happened to you? Sorry. Go ahead.
Wow. Anyway, we'll get to that story in a minute. But anytime she hears crackling or something, she'll go hide. She can't stand it. Like
she doesn't like the crackling of the eggs in the pan.
Oh. And then, like, if it's, you know, the 4th of July, she's gone for a week.
Yeah, a lot of dogs don't like that.
Oh, she just, I mean, even if I blow my whistle, she's done. Mm-hmm. I can shoot my BB gun outside. It's an air gun. I don't have any BBs in it because that's how they, if they stay out too long, I just shoot my gun out there.
Really?
Yeah, and they just, and she's gone.
Huh.
She can't stand it.
You still have a BB gun?
Oh, I love BB guns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just don't have any BBs.
Don't you?
No.
Well,
I've been using them to practice.
You'll shoot your eye out.
You know, Ed Chitwood's the coach for BB stacking team.
Oh, the BB stacking team?
Yeah, and I still haven't made the team, but I've been practicing.
Huh. Well, good luck with that.
I've got one, but...
Oh boy.
No, I had some young ladies from Lancaster last night saying, "We think your head's shinier than your shoes are," because I wear those nice shiny shoes. And I go, "Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment."
Hmm. So it's nice of them to notice.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's for sure. So anyway, no, I usually talk to the kids on the sideline. Uh-huh. And they enjoy it. So
right.
So more if you become interacting with them, they start respecting that and they enjoy that. So.
Sure. Yeah. Well, good for you.
So, but anyway. And you are where tomorrow night?
River Valley.
River Valley.
Christian Center, River Valley Boys.
That'll be another good one.
That'll be a good one. Yep. Absolutely.
So
look forward to that.
Friday night, are you off? Or?
I don't know. No. Riverdale, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Baskerville Riverdale Girls.
Oh, that should be a good one.
Uh-huh. And then you and I are here in Richland Center on Saturday for Super Regional.
Am I here? I mean,
Well, I don't know.
Do you want me to stay in here or do you want me to go
where you'll be? You? No, we need you out there. You know, we need you for...
I got to be a runner.
Moral support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gopher. Henry, go for food. Henry, go for this.
Yeah, right.
Henry, go get some... Go talk to Mr. Thied about getting some new brackets, sir.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sure Mr. Thied will be announcing that.
Yeah, he'll be announcing.
He does a nice job, doesn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't need a microphone.
I tell you what, that guy can just... His projection is amazing.
Yep.
So.
Yep, good to have him.
Yeah, it is really good to have him.
Because it's easier at tournament time covering wrestling because they put the number... of the match on the clock,
yes.
Which helps us a lot.
Yes.
But during the regular season, that's always been the hardest thing for me broadcasting wrestling is when they're throwing kids in different weight classes
right.
just to try to get a better matchup
right.
or whatever.
Right.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, who is that? And then you listen to the announcer and he or she sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher. And you're like, what? Who is that kid? I don't know. So, and you
Morning are now we're morning.
Something like that. Don't have to worry about that with Mr. Thied.
No, he does a nice job. And then Mineral Point will be with
Billy T and David Werman.
So mm-hmm. they do a nice job too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
So, but we got someone brought more cheese balls. Did you see that?
Yeah, Tim Thied invested in more cheese balls.
Mr. Fabulous?
So Bill will be able to fill his pockets before he goes to Mineral Point.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm surprised that he just doesn't take the whole jug.
Yeah, well, maybe he could.
Maybe he could. Maybe I should get another one for a backup.
Yep.
Yeah, because Billy wouldn't care. Bill wouldn't care if he took the whole thing.
No, he wouldn't.
No, so no. Tim may.
Yeah.
I think Tim's been into those.
I mentioned that Saturday night, though, they were worried about Bill because they said his complexion was yellow. They were worried that maybe his liver wasn't working well. But he was eating cheese balls and sweating at Mineral Point and wiping his face. And had to go see the trainer, I guess. Boy, it's bad. Bill. That's a bad deal.
Well, I tell you what.
Yeah. Poor Bill.
I stopped eating cheese balls.
Did you?
I
suppose they're not on the diet.
They're not on the diet.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
But anyway.
Yeah, you got to watch it as you get older. Speaking of which, my granddaughter, Alea, yesterday I was going to play with them a little bit before I went to the game, and her and some of the other daycare friends, and they're going to play in the house. I said, I'll go play with you guys in the playhouse. And she turns around and she goes, no. And I said, why can't I play? And she said, you're a man and you're old. And so, like, that summed it up right there. I'm old.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, talk about
heartbreak.
How to hurt a guy.
Well, that just absolutely crushed you.
Yeah,
didn't it?
You're a man and you're old. Oh, man.
Wow. So no playhouse. Did you go take a nap then?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
that's good. Let's leave me alone then.
I usually get him stirred up and then go take a nap.
And I'm sure June is so appreciative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, she got a winner once with you, didn't she?
She did. Trophy husband. Have a good one, buddy.
But have a good day and be kind.
Parents, are you looking for a childcare and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
You're only as old as you feel is a cliche about aging that may actually bear some truth. Hi, this is Tracy from Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercising can improve your overall health by boosting your energy, improving your mood, and lowering your stress. Simon's Recreation Complex has many older adult members that prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And membership doesn't need to be a strain on your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted membership to Simon's Recreation Complex through programs such as Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs are designed for all fitness levels and abilities and include access to over 20 water and land exercise classes offered weekly, along with access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether in a class or working out by yourself, improved fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to learn more about programs and why many of our adult users refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Call 608-647-8522 or visit us at simonsrec.com.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
This day in history, 1944, Bing Crosby and the John Scott Trotter Orchestra recorded Swinging on a Star. Would you like to swing on a star? 1964, thousands of screaming fans greeted the Beatles as they arrived at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport for their first American tour, 60 years ago today. 1981, country music's John Conley joined the Grand Ole Opry, and in 2005... Paul McCartney performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in Jacksonville, Florida. He was the first act to play that gig following Janet Jackson and that controversy the year before at the Super Bowl halftime. 2005, Paul McCartney on stage, on that big stage of the Super Bowl. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men's size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy 19th to Isabel Salisbury. Love Dad, Mom, and Brady. And happy 19th. Hope you have a grand day with love from Grandma Sandy and Grandpa Kenny. Isabel, happy birthday. Wishes to Zach Falk from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Have a great day today. To Cody Heisel, happy 40th. To Cindy, all the best. Love Lori, Star, Moses, Stella, Nova, and Forrest. Happy birthday to favorite son-in-law, Doug Colson from Al and Carmen, and also to Doug Colson from Lori and the guys. Grandson Doug, love Grandpa Merle and Grandma Carol Colson. And to husband Doug, lots of love from Nicole. To dad from Kaylin and also Adeline, Jace, and Amelia. And from mom and dad with lots of love to Doug Colson. Happy birthday, Kathy Schmidt from Elmer. Here's another one for Isabel Salisbury. Happy 19th. Hope you have a grand day with love from Uncle Brian and Kathleen, Jordan, Desiree, Alice, and Coulter. Happy birthday as well to Mary Knabel from Schmidtwillen Hills, residents and staff. Dennis Klingeman from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Mark McCauley from the Bloom City Town Crier. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club saluting Jan Barr, Trevor Hackle, and Myron Martin. And also from the Richland Center Lions, happy birthday today to Craig Rudy, also to Kelly Cohn, Ryan Schmidt, and Roger Foley.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, J.J. Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Let's love it up with Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe this Valentine's Day. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Express your love with our cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other sweet treats to fit that special day. Order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Joanna has the news coming up from WRCO today as we head in that direction today. Thank you for joining us and sending along all those special birthday and anniversary announcements, too. Always love reading those on the radio. 33 right now in Richland Center. This is Lauren Bryant.
Staring in the mirror, wondering if I'd ever be good enough. Something I used to do. Seems like all I have to do is just be myself, and I like who I am with you. Mama used to tell me, girl, you'll know when the right one comes along. Right now I'm thinking it's true. Never been so happy, never thought I'd feel so satisfied.
This is Phil Neal. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us and supporting local radio on WRCO and WRCE.
Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a hazy 33 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philbeck family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. A dense fog advisory is in effect for Iowa County until 10 this morning. Scattered fog early today, especially in the southeast areas. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and mild with a high of 50. Tonight, variably cloudy and breezy with a low of 38. Again in Richland Center, after a low of 32, it's 33 degrees.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Center City Council filled one of its two empty seats at its meeting last night. The empty seats were in District 1 and 3, following the resignations of Connie Hoppenjohn and Melanie Walter, respectively. Two individuals, Ron Fruit and Rob Chase, were at last night's meeting, expressing an interest to serve out the remainder of the term in District 1, which expires in April. The council appointed Ron Fruit on a 5-1 vote. It was announced that on the advice of City Attorney Michael Windle that the council not fill the empty seat in District 3 until its next meeting. Richland Center Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner presented an update on the Panorama development. The City of Richland Center received an application for financial assistance from Jonathan King, the new developer for Panorama Estates, who took over for Dwayne Kleinsaucer. King was requesting the creation of a tax incremental district, or TID assistance, in the amount of $4 million. The purpose of the assistance is to develop two buildings, which would be an additional 92 apartment units. The proposed project is scheduled to begin this summer at a cost of just over $17.8 million. Ellers Financial Services did a study of the project. Based on the review, Ellers found that the project generally meets the expectations of a market rate development. City staff and Ellers collaborated with the developer to shift the structure of the TID assistance from an upfront structure to pay-as-you-go. In so doing, it was concluded that the TID assistance in the amount of $5.4 million would be payable over the term of the TID, which runs through 2045. King also requested fee waivers in the amount of $70,431 and forgiveness of future debt service obligations attributable to the 2017 bonds in connection to the first building at Panorama Estates. A motion was made to accept the terms of the agreements, which are two buildings to be constructed in succession to begin summer 2024, a 20-year pay-go model utilizing 90% of increment generated by buildings 2 and 3 for an incentive of $5.4 million future value, permitting an inspection fees of approximately $71,000 to be paid by TIF funds, the developer to be released from Phase 1 infrastructure debt of $310,940, and for TIF funds to be used to make the payments on an associated general obligation bond. The motion passed unanimously. A land acquisition by the City of Richland Center from Hill Country Rentals, LLC, which calls for the purchase of 7 properties located to the north of Quick Trip, was approved by the council. The total purchase price for all parcels is $650,000 plus associated cost to close of $25,000. The purchase will be done through two separate closings. Parcels 1 through 6 will be purchased with a mid-2024 closing date at a cost of $425,000. Closing 2 will be for the 7th parcel in early 2025 at a cost of $225,000. The Phase 3 8th Street Utility and Roadway Improvement Project was unanimously approved. The city's share of construction cost is $377,855. The project is set to begin mid-April, weather depending. The Memorial Day services in the cemetery will likely have to be relocated due to the construction. In other action, the Richland Center City Council approved awarding Wayfinding Sign Project to Greeley Signs not to exceed $36,801 and to be paid through ARPA funds, which were previously designated for the project. The project is to be completed no later than April 30th. Also approved at last night's Richland Center City Council meeting was the authorization to continue financial management services from Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission not to exceed $23,000, the purchase of a 2013 Gehl 4640 skid steer from Simpson's Tractor at a cost not to exceed $20,000, a landfill monitoring services agreement with MyTech Services at an estimated cost of $9,700, to purchase a new furnace for the police department command room and the main office of the city municipal building from Klingemann Heating and Cooling, a city donation policy, and to amend the City of Richland Center's financial policy to authorize payment plans. 90 of Wisconsin's 421 school districts will be asking to exceed revenue limits with referendum questions on ballots this spring. 7 districts are asking 10 questions on February ballots, while the other 83 will be putting up 89 questions. In April, 65 of the 99 referendum questions are asking to increase local property tax levies to pay for operations, such as facilities and salaries. In Wisconsin, nearly a quarter of school districts get 10% or more of their funding from operational referenda. Locally, 3 area school districts will have referendum questions on the April ballot. The Richland School District will vote on 2 different referendums. The first is a non-recurring operational referendum for $9.8 million over the next 4 years. The second is a facilities referendum for $27.1 million to update and repair its buildings, add air conditioning, and update the auditorium. The River Valley School District will have 2 questions. The first is to authorize the borrowing of $19.5 million for renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools, construction of safe and secure entrances and offices at the elementary and middle school, construction of an addition for a replacement gymnasium at the middle school to create a single River Valley School District campus, building infrastructure, site improvements, ADA accessibility updates, and acquisition of furnishings, fixtures, and equipment. The second question asked to borrow $14.5 million for a building project at the high school, which includes a performing arts center, remodeling, and ADA compliance updates. Voters in the Kickapoo School District will seek $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. If approved, the funds would be phased in over 4 years at $400,000 a year over the next 4 years. Going forward, the district would have the authority to tax for the additional $1.6 million, but would not be required to tax the full amount if it's not needed. The Kickapoo School District will hold a community information meeting this Saturday from 9 to 10 at the Viola United Methodist Church. You can help save a life today by becoming a blood donor. A blood drive will be held at Wisconsin Heights High School from 9 to 2. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Vernon County Health Department will be offering wellness screenings to the public. Screenings will be held the second Thursday morning of the month from 7:30 to 10:30. A $10 donation is requested but not required. For more information regarding the wellness screening program, visit the Vernon County website, or for assistance in making an appointment, contact the Vernon County Health Department by phone at 608-637-5251.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Wednesday, February 7th. James Patrick, Jim McGlynn, 66 of Lime Ridge, died Sunday at home after cancer adventure. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. James Patrick, Jim McGlynn, 66 of Lime Ridge. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58 of Marquette, Iowa, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58 of Marquette, Iowa. Hope E. Conkle, 78 of Jefferson, died Saturday at Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 11 to 1. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope E. Conkle, 78 of Jefferson. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99 of Spring Green, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery at a date. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Monday from 4 to 6. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99 of Spring Green.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to participate in the rescheduled 38th Annual Bald Eagle Watching Days Saturday in Sauk Prairie. Bald eagle lovers can watch eagles soar above the Wisconsin River from a newly renovated overlook located in Prairie du Sac. Visitors can also enjoy live raptor shows in the River Arts Center of the Sauk Prairie High School, featuring educational birds and trainers from the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center in Milwaukee, a screening of a recently recorded rehabilitated bald eagle release with live expert Q&A session, and more family-friendly activities. The event is co-sponsored by Fairy Bluff Eagle Council, the Sauk Prairie Area Chamber of Commerce, the Wisconsin DNR, and Trip Museum in Prairie du Sac. Volunteers will be available at the Overlook to help visitors spot eagles and answer questions from 8 to 4. The best time to see foraging eagles will be in the early morning from 8 to 10 as they depart their nighttime roosts to feed along the river, and 2 hours before dusk as they return to their roosts. When viewing eagles at these events or on your own, biologists advise onlookers not to venture too close, as it will cause the eagles to fly off. Watchers are also encouraged to stay in their cars unless they are at a staffed viewing site. All Bald Eagle Watching Days events are free and open to the public. The River Valley Fair Committee is conducting a fundraiser to add a 20-foot addition to the existing fair building. The committee hopes to raise $12,000 to cover the cost. The current amount of donations collected is $8,000. If you can make a donation, send checks to the River Valley District Office, 660 West Daly Street, Spring Green, 53588. Note on the memo line, Fair Building Project. A dense fog advisory is in effect for Iowa County until 10 this morning. Otherwise, scattered fog early, especially in the southeast area. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and mild with a high of 50. It's 33 degrees in Richland Center. The news this hour is sponsored by Christie's.